The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus compares himself to a king who moves among his subjects to see how he is treated. What is done for the least of those who belong to his family is truly done for him. I begin reading at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we once again have a festival Sunday. It's called Christ the King Sunday, and it's actually the last Sunday of the church year. Next Sunday we start a new church year, and we begin with Advent. It's kind of hard to believe that Christmas is just around the corner now. But today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, and Christ the King Sunday is kind of a celebration of the whole year. It kind of incorporates all the major festivals into this one Sunday as we remember what kind of king that Christ really is. People think they have it figured out. Who is this king? Who is this Christ? In the biblical times, they thought they had it figured out. The followers of Christ thought that the king, Jesus, would be a mighty warrior, that he would restore Israel once again to its glory, that he would be a mighty military leader, a king that would rule justly and restore the glory of Israel back to its former days. The religious followers of Jesus thought they had it figured out of who the king was, of who Jesus was. They thought he would be the king that would get rid of all the corruption and the organized religion, that everyone would become faithful once again to God and give true worship and glory to God alone. The religious leaders thought they had it figured out of who the king was, of who Jesus was. He was an imposter, that he was no king at all, that he was just an upstart there to turn things upside down, to undercut and undermine their authority. And he had to go. Pilate thought he figured it out of what kind of king Jesus was. He was no king at all. He was no threat to the Roman government. He was innocent of all the charges that were brought before him. He was just a nobody. But yet, Pilate still caved in and had Jesus crucified. We too think we have it figured out of who Jesus is. Jesus is the king who sits up on the high throne and rules from heaven on high. And if we do what's right, everything's just fine and dandy. But none of those give a true picture of who the king truly is, of who this Christ the king is. And what a good picture is our Old Testament lesson of from Ezekiel. In that lesson, Ezekiel paints a picture of this king who is to come, this Messiah who is to come. And he paints the picture as a shepherd, a simple shepherd, a shepherd who is willing to get down and dirty, who is willing to work and make sure that the whole flock is gathered together. The shepherd's going to go out and find all the scattered sheep, going to bring them together again, lead them to green pastures, and make sure that they have cool, clean water to drink. That the shepherd will be the one who will mend their broken legs if they have broken legs, or who will pull them out of the brush and the brambles, who will protect them from the wild animals or from thieves. The good shepherd will be right there in the midst working with them, being a part of that flock, making sure that that flock is secured and gathered together once again. And that's a good picture of who Christ is, as that good shepherd, as that shepherd who gathers us together and is right there in our midst, leading us to what we need to have. But our gospel lesson even goes further than that. Our gospel lesson doesn't say that Jesus is like the person hungry or the person thirsty or the stranger or the person who is naked or the sick person or the person who is in prison. He doesn't say he's like those people. He says he is those people. He is the same. That Christ himself became one of us. He became one of the oppressed. He became one of the lonely. He became one of those who were downtrodden. He came to this earth. And in just a few weeks, that's what we celebrate in Christmas. Christ came to this earth and became one of these people. And if you think about it in the Bible stories, he did become all of these things. He was thirsty at times. He was hungry at times. He was a stranger to many people. When he was hung on the cross, he was stripped of all his clothing. He was lonely. He was arrested and imprisoned. Christ became us. He became who we are. And as we look at the people around us then, and we see other people who are in very sticky situations or very rough situations, if we look close at people, we can see their dignity of Christ within them. And that is how we are to treat them. We too are supposed to get down into the midst of those who are in trouble of one sort or another. And at one time or another, that's all of us. All of us are in trouble at one time or another. But we are to be right there in the midst of them. There was a man in a northern city who lived in a northern city, a businessman, and one morning on a cold, blustery morning, he was walking to work, and along the sidewalk, he noticed a homeless person crouched up against the wall, and he noticed the man shivering, and he also noticed that the man had no gloves. So the businessman had compassion on him, and he pulled his own gloves off and handed them to the homeless man. And that businessman, there was a profound effect upon him as the homeless man graciously received those out of his great need and immediately put them on. That evening after work, on his way home, the businessman stopped in a department store and picked up some more gloves. And on his way home, he passed those out as well. And each day then, he made sure that he had extra gloves along with him so that he could pass to... If he saw someone without gloves and in need, he would be able to pass them out. A newspaper person picked up the story and printed that story in the newspaper. Soon other people were very much impressed, and they started sending gloves to this businessman and also sending money to him to purchase gloves so that he could give them to those who were in need. But each time he received a gift through the mail, he would return them along with a note and said, "I cannot do your giving for you." We cannot sanitize our lives and feed the hungry from long distance. We can't welcome a stranger at arm's length. We can't visit the sick if we stay in our own homes. We can't give someone to drink if we don't know anyone is thirsty. We can't give someone clothing if we don't see their nakedness for ourselves. We can't visit people in jail if we stay within our own prisons. We need to understand why people are the way that they are, what their situation is. We need to see people as people. It may be very helpful to find out, why is someone unemployed? Or why can't they feed their family even though they are working full time? Or why someone doesn't have adequate clothing? What's the root cause of people getting sick? Maybe that stranger that we see may eventually become your best friend. We don't know until we start to make those relationships with other people. And we can't do that from far away. We are called to be followers of Christ. And as Christ came to us and he became one of us, that's what we are called to do as well then too, is to help on the basic levels, to help in a personal way, to understand the person or persons that we are helping, and to treat them with the dignity they deserve as fellow human beings and possibly as fellow children of God. God calls us to be one of his sheep, to be a part of his flock, to follow him in all things. May we feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, take care of the sick, visit those in prison. May God call us the children of God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.